I am pleased to join with you once more.
Yes, we are very pleased to have you back.
Yes, lovely to have you back.
Pleased to have you.
Yes, welcome. And I think an apology is in order, because I gather the music we played last time was disturbing. We heard that from another. So, apologies for that.
Do not concern yourself, my dear friend. It has been noted, and I have to say it did not cause too much disturbance to this instrument.
Oh, pleased to hear that. Also, I'd like to say how pleased everyone was that you joined in the discussion with Bonio, and he too was delighted.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
He was faltering a little, and I did feel at that time that interruption was perhaps unnecessary.
Well, he used the word cherished.
Yes.
We all cherish that occasion when we were all together. Thank you.
Yes. It only goes to show, does it not, how much connection and communication is possible between all,
yes,
when it is needed.
Yes, indeed.
We're so lucky to have that here.
Very.
There is no point in always having philosophical views if you cannot then expand the consciousness. It would be a fruitless task, I feel.
Yes.
And you should, my dear friends, thank yourselves, because without you and without the dedication that each one of you shows, you cannot move forward. I offer only encouragement to you.
Thank you again.
I feel this time that some upliftment is needed for some of you, and therefore that will be forthcoming before you leave the room this time. I know that when this is given in times past, you are aware of the difference in the atmosphere before you leave.
Yes, that's right.
Therefore, this time you will feel a great upliftment.
Thank you.
Now, although it is good to join with you once more, because the instrument has some physical problems with her throat, I will not indulge her too much in the matter of the speaking voice. Therefore, my dear friends, for this time, if you have questions, I will take them try to satisfy you with an answer.
Is there any questions, anyone? Yes, I was. I'm sure I know the answer really, but I will just ask anyway. When people are ready to pass over back to spirit, and they're not in a very good physical frame of mind, they don't know the people that are perhaps coming to visit them. It's still important to visit them because the spirit would recognize the other spirit as well.
Of course. Mm. When the time comes to discard the physical overcoat, whether they can speak or communicate matters not. It means only that the spirit is closer to home. Mm. Therefore, their awareness is heightened of all things that are happening. Mm. And they would, of course, recognize who on this side of life is speaking to them. Mm. Yes. In fact, I would say to you, they would probably be more aware than when they would be more physically aware.
Mm.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Could I mention, two synchronicities? Come across. The singer Gracie Fields was on the deck of the Queen Mary on one occasion with her music director, and he dropped his spectacles over the side of the boat. He couldn't see to work without them. Later they went down to the ship's shop to see if they might have something that would help. On the way, they passed a notice which referred to a pair of spectacles that had been found. And, they were rather surprised at this, but went along to inquire. And they were indeed the music director's spectacles that had been found. And it seems that at the time when he dropped them, someone in a cabin below put his hand out of the porthole to see if it was raining. And they dropped into it. So that's a rather nice synchronicity, and the music director was able to continue his work.
I am pleased to hear the laughter from you, but all too often do these what you call synchronicities, these happenings should not surprise you, because have you not learned by now that you are watched over, safeguarded so often throughout your physical lives?
Yes.
And this is a case in hand of probably his own angel taking care of him for some particular good reason.
Yes, that feels right.
But you see, these stories are sent for people to stop and to think.
Yes. Well, the second one that I was going to mention was quite different. It's about a ship that sank in the Menai Straits, and of about 70 people, there was just one single survivor. His name was Hugh Williams. the 17th century. During the 18th century, there was a similar happening. There was just one survivor from a ship that sank, and the name was also Hugh Williams. And during the 19th century, exactly the same thing happened again with one survivor, Hugh Williams.
Mm.
So that one is rather strange, and I haven't been able to think of a reason, but you've just given me one actually.
Yes.
But I was going to ask you if you could tell us more about the nature of synchronicity.
It is meant to make you think. That's why all of what you call mystical happenings occur. It is not to make you go whoa, like so many do, but it is for the spirit to come forward and to analyze all of these happenings, to be reminded in one sense of what they can accomplish whilst clothed here in these bodies upon this planet.
So that's an excellent demonstration of that the universe is not governed by chance events.
Yeah, that is true. But be careful that you do not always assume that any happening is from our world. There are sometimes within your world happenings which are created by the physical side, by the human nature. So do not always say, this is a mystical happening.
Mm-hmm.
Be aware that there has to be some balance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you understand my words?
Yes. I have the picture that the true synchronicity might be seen as the interaction between two universes.
Yes.
And
always.
And this would be a guided interaction.
Yes, of course. Anything in your world, such as you mention, always has a purpose. It may not be obvious to you at the time, but in hindsight, most people see the common denominator.
Yes. And it might be
all becomes clear.
Yes. And it might be simply to start us thinking.
Most definitely. As do all events which happen in your world. From the time you are born till the time you are reborn, all events within your life are usually there for some good purpose, for some reason. And that is why, and I will take your example of one survivor of many, that I may add that that one survivor had a continuing purpose throughout his life, and therefore he would have been saved for that purpose.
Yes.
I hope that is clear to you.
Yes, yes, thank you very much for that.
Can you take any more questions?
Yes.
Paul, Sarah, Graham?
I do have one question. I know that you've talked about the subject of lying before, Sally Met, and we've said that lying is not a good idea. A friend has a dilemma at the moment in that her employer has prevented her from moving on by giving a very bad reference. She feels there's justification for lying in this situation. I've encouraged her to have faith that the universe will support her to move on if she tells the truth.
Yes.
I just wondered about your comments, because she wants to progress.
Yes. Of course, that is a human failing, that in some way you humans feel that some wrongdoing, as you see it, must have some form of retaliation.
Yes.
To put
yes.
matters right.
Yes.
I would say to your dear friend, mm-hmm. that must never be so.
Yes, I feel that too.
Yes. You must encourage this one mm-hmm. to do what she knows, what is right from the heart.
Yes.
And that is always to be truthful yes. and to be true to herself.
Yes. And in some way, when these things happen, I think we have to take some responsibility, even though we can't always see
yes.
Every reason why it has happened immediately.
Yes.
There is usually a reason.
It is for this purpose, again, that she is faced with this dilemma.
Yes.
She has to make a choice.
Yes.
And she has to recognize that the action has created within herself this dilemma.
Yes.
And the dilemma is created by herself.
Yes.
Not by the person
yes.
who has written or said yes. the words.
Yes.
Yes. You understand?
I have been telling her that thought is energy. I did talk about this with her a long time ago.
Yes.
And I know that the thoughts towards this person have not always been
yes.
what they could have been.
Yes, she must learn to transmute all of
yes.
this energy.
I think, and also it's a turning point, I think also potentially it's a big turning point away from old ways of thinking
yes.
that don't serve anymore.
It has served a purpose for yes. this very thing.
I think so. It has yes. been a big shock.
But all of life is a shock.
Yes, it is.
If you like to use that
yes,
term.
Yes, lots of learning.
Lots of learning, mm. lots of learning. Mm.
Continuous learning.
Continuous, yeah. yes. But you cannot move forward unless you learn all of these things.
Yes, and to look inwards.
And to look mm. Deeply within oneself.
Yes. yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Yes. The answer lies with her.
I know.
And all that you can do is to support and encourage.
Yeah, and ask for help for her.
Yes. Yeah. You can do that also. Yeah. And hopefully she will recognize within herself mm. the strength to disregard these negative thoughts
yes.
and to allow the spirit within to come forward.
Yeah, I feel there is a lot of hope here, because she has generated a lot of support from people, because she does have a lot of the time a loving personality and giving. She can be affectionate and giving. And I
but if she were to exude her own generous thinking and spirit, then she would not need backup.
Yes.
She would be the one to give off this aura
yes.
of truth and honesty.
Yes, I understand. I
And it is like a mirror effect.
Yes.
And it can only be beneficial to her,
yes,
and to all who surround her.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Thank you. I know that this will be very helpful, because if she can actually read this and see it, I feel it will make some impact.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes that is all that is needed.
Yes.
Because you human beings tend to withdraw inwards,
mm,
and do not see the wider picture.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
As I am always saying to each one of you, you always must look to the wider picture.
Mm. Yes, thank you. Yes, that's very helpful.
I will take one more question only this time.
Sarah,
you were going to ask something, weren't you? You were going to ask something a while back, but George has already mentioned
it. Okay.
Anyone?
I've got a question if no one else. Shall I?
Mm-hmm.
I was reading a book and it talked of different star constellations and certain animals from this planet coming from these stars, and like the Pleiades was one, and I'd also read in other books that I think there's an idea from certain people that humans as well came from certain stars like the Pleiades, and I know this doesn't make any sense to me, because, well, our physical overcoats must be of the Earth anyway, and our spirits would come from the pure energy that cannot be from anywhere,
yes,
any space as such. So I wonder if they're talking more along an astrological sort of influence of these star systems.
That is what it sounds like, mm, yes. Of course, you are correct. Spirit has always been. You are all divine parts of all creation. So that cannot change. What changes is where spirit decides to take on physical form in whatever manner it chooses. Mm-hmm. So human form was decided for this planet alone.
Mm-hmm.
In the form that you now behold of each other, you are physical human beings that belong to this earthly planet. And as you now know, there are many, many planets with different life forms,
yes,
but which are activated by spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, there are many, I am sure, who have many theories about what happens within all of creation.
Mm.
But I have to tell you, my dear friends, many of these come from vivid imagination.
Yes, I that was my impression. I wondered if there was any significance to this Pleiades constellation, because it seems to occur in many books, but maybe it's they're just repeating words that started off in someone else's imagination.
Let us take the word. Where do words begin? How do you come by words that you know? and I bless the question out to you all.
We learn from our parents and the people around us.
And from books and from the words of others.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But what you have to do, my dear friends, is to digest all of these words, and then from within you must understand and accept what you feel to be true. There are, of course, many constellations within many universes, and here we are going further than I would intend for you. Mind projection has been brought to you from another planet, a far distant planet. But let me say, there is far too much spoken of other universes which really most human beings could not know. So I would say, be careful of what you accept, but also to understand that there are galaxies within the system which eventually will come to be known, but not at this time.
Yes, there's quite a lot of... I think it sort of comes under the term of New Age information, which some of it's okay and some of it's a bit faulty. And that's why we're so lucky to have this...
You must always be discerning in your attitude to information. As I said when first I came to you, I bring to you the truth as I am aware of it. I am by no means perfection, but what I wish you to do is to listen and to dissect, and what you do not wish to understand or to accept, then you must disregard. And I would suggest to you, my dear friends, that that applies to all reading matter.
Yes. Could I ask for clarification on the multiplicity of universes? Would I be right in thinking of different universes as coincident, but each of based on different vibration?
All is vibration, my dear friends. All universes are conjoined.
Conjoined, yes.
Does that simplify it for you?
Yes, yes, thank you. Yes, that was beginning to dawn in my mind. And,
yes.
Yes, that feels comfortable.
We will expand as time goes on. But I feel, my dear friends, that it is better for you that you, and I use one of your earthly expressions, that you keep your feet firmly upon the ground. There is all of time to expand your consciousness. I hope you would agree with me.
Oh, yes.
From all that I have told you.
All the time.
Plenty of time.
In the world.
Now, my dear friends, I hope I have been helpful to you.
Oh, yes.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Therefore, I will take my leave of you. But know, as always, you are within the scope of my love and the blessings that come to you from our world.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I'll forget this with you.